From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Across the U.S., Roman Catholic convents are closing, nuns are aging, and there are a few new recruits. But in Nashville, one convent is bucking the trend. The Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia Convent is seeing a boom of new young sisters, 27 last year and 90 in the past 5 years. These young women, inspired by Pope John Paul II, are embracing the convent's conservative Catholicism, complete with traditional habits and communal living. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has their story.
Outside the stained glass windows, it is still pitch black.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Inside, the soaring chapel is candescent as more than 150 women in white habits and veils pray in unison. They kneel and bow in precise timing, filling the space with their songs of praise. A few elderly sisters sit in wheelchairs, but most of these women have unlined faces and are bursting with energy, even at the 5:30 a.m. Mass. The average age of the Nashville Dominicans is 36, 4 decades younger than the average nun nationwide. Watching them, you wonder, what would coax these young women with so many options to a strict life of prayer, teaching, study, and silence? And did they always want to be nuns?
No, I didn't even know that they still existed.
That's 27-year-old Sister Beatrice Clark. She says while she was at Catholic University, she began feeling that God was drawing her to enter a convent. Over Thanksgiving vacation in 2004, she broke the news to her family.
My parents just sat there and looked at me, and they cried, and I said, I think I'm supposed to enter soon. And my father said, this is the time of life to take leaps.
She joined the Nashville Dominicans on her 22nd birthday. The sisters eat breakfast in silence, sitting side by side at long tables served by the novices. Sister Joan of Arc stoops to pour coffee. At 6'2", the former basketball player for the University of Notre Dame is hard to miss. Joan of Arc, who was born Kelsey Wicks, like the others here, adopted a new name when she entered. She worked on refugee issues after college, then received a scholarship to Notre Dame Law School. But she says her plans shifted when she went on a medical mission trip. In Africa, she saw abject physical poverty.
And when I came back to the United States, I saw our true poverty of the heart and of the mind. And I saw the loneliness, and it really made me want to give my life to the church. So I was more open to the advances of God when he asked, lay down your life.
Her parents were less certain.
So I just remember my mother sent me Notre Dame Law School bumper stickers when I was deciding, because she did not want me to pass up that opportunity.
Joan of Arc forsook law, but not basketball entirely. Now in her second year, she regularly drills her sisters on the court behind the convent. They dribble and shoot in their long habits, the first-year postulates in black, the second-year novices in white. And when they break into the three teams, Our Lady of Victory, Cecilia, and the Martyrs, it's not all that sisterly.
Let's go, Martyrs! Let's go!
Lady of Victory wins, followed by Cecilia.
Sadly, the Martyrs always have a rough go at things, but in heaven they'll be victorious, we hope.
I just can't even imagine how much fun we have.
Victoria Marie Liederbach is 23.
We really do become sisters, and we're each other's best friends, and we just have a blast.
I'm sitting with a half dozen novices. They range in age from 23 to 27. They all have college degrees. There's a nurse, an archivist, but like Paula Marie Kofi, they felt torn by their ambitions.
I was working as an accountant, and I remember telling to one of the managers one day, I'll either be a partner in this firm or none.
It's a mysterious call to what they describe as a love relationship with Jesus. And for them, it's literal. They consider the white habit a wedding gown.
It's beautiful, and it's a reminder that you are a spouse of Christ.
But it's more than that, says Sister Mara Rose McDonnell.
It tells others that there's a reality beyond this world. There's heaven. we're all orienting ourselves towards heaven.
To the world, the habit is the most visible symbol of their commitment, one that Victoria Marie Lederbach acknowledges exacts a price.
Yeah, like motherhood and children, that's the desire of a woman's heart. And being desired and pursued by a man, that's something for sure. It's a real sacrifice.
But for Anna Joseph Van Aker, in a world of shallow relationships rooted in texting and Twitter, she finds a certain depth in God.
He has the love that you don't find by someone leaving a message on your Facebook wall. It's way better than someone saying, I'm eating pizza for dinner right now, or, you know, whatever your Facebook, you know, your status says right now. You don't get fulfilled by that. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, all you want is more. And here, we're thirsting for more, but we're constantly receiving more as well.
Anna Joseph, who's 23, says her generation is hungry for absolute truth, for tradition, something they found in the messages of Pope John Paul II.
I know it because I've seen in university setting young people who not only love JP2 because he was a nice-looking old man and he gave great hugs or something, but because what he spoke and what he wrote was the truth and it spoke to their hearts.
Of course, not everyone is cut out for this life, and a few drop out in the first 2 years.
The day-to-day is hard.
Sister Beatrice Clark, who's in her fifth year.
The day-to-day can be mundane and it's the little stuff. But in the large choices, this is the most freeing thing I could have chosen because everything else would have been trying to find this defining relationship that would give value to everything.
Including her work teaching sophomores at St. Cecilia Academy.
Like, he feels filthy, he feels sinful, so he's kind of wanting to spread that to other people. Is that how he's feeling, is it?
Sister Beatrice, who planned on being a litigator, handles the discussion of the Scarlet Letter like a cross-examination.
Right, okay, so kick that up to the allegorical. If he's feeling better physically, what does that say about, like, the relationship between his soul and body?
Because his soul and body are so closely related, then it also shows...
Bishops beg the order to send their young sisters to their parochial schools, and more than 100 of them now teach in 34 schools in 13 states. They're a huge hit with students as well. Brianne Lampert says they don't fit the stereotype.
Do you hear stories from your parents about, like, getting spanked with rulers and stuff? And that's not true at all. But seeing, like, the sisters here compared to other schools are so much younger. I don't know. They just understand you really well.
And the young sisters' lives have a certain appeal for Isabel Aparicio.
Seeing these young women just make these really hard decisions and then seeing so many of them make it, it's kind of inspiring. And I mean, it's actually even made me think about it, possibly. And one of my friends also was thinking about it.
But what about doubt? I ask Sister Beatrice, do you think you'll have any regrets? She pauses, then shakes her head slowly.
I met the person for me. I've been known by him forever. I've known him more or less throughout my life, and now I know that this is where I'm called to.
Called to the unbending rhythms of prayer and teaching, silence and worship. And as the Nashville Dominicans close another day together, it seems evident that these conservative sisters in their long habits are the new radical. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.